Today is the 14th of February, 1990, and it's 2230 hours. Present is myself, Sergeant Mike Barnes, and FST, Sheriff Service Technician. I understand you were in Camarillo on Arneo Road, somewhere in the vicinity of Ponderosa, and you witnessed a robbery and a shooting that occurred.
Is that correct?
Okay. Can you tell me from the very beginning what you saw?
Yeah,
just in an area.
Yeah, I don't know how I can do this exactly without pictures, but I had been coming up Arneal towards Ponderosa.
Okay.
The light had turned red, and I was sitting there when I saw one of our units. I don't know exactly which direction it came in, but the car, it was a black and white, pulled into the driveway at the gas station and pulled into the alley between the shoe store and the gas station.
The gas station, the Union 76 there on the corner?
Right on the corner. The Kenny Shoe Store is right next to us.
The car pulled right in between
the alley,
76
right between them.
And the Kenny Shoe Store. Okay.
Right, and then I was kind of watching, and I noticed...
Was this car coming in with red lights and sirens, or was it with no...
No, it just came in real quick.
Just came in,
went straight to the alley, and I noticed the female officer get out of the car, and she had a shotgun with her.
Do you know that female officer?
Yeah. I thought it, when I first saw it, I thought that was Linda Hagman, and I found out later that I think it really was.
Okay.
But I was like out at the intersection. I was just watching. I saw her get out. And at first, I thought something was going on at the gas station. But then I saw her come up around the corner and look towards the front of the shoe store.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some guy come out of the shoe store, just like a teenager-looking guy with a white T-shirt, a white male, walk towards her. And I saw her get real tense, and she was looking at the guy like, you know, what's going on? And apparently he identified himself as something, she let him go by.
You're holding your hands like she has something.
She has a shotgun out.
She has a shotgun.
Right. She's standing up by the wall trying to watch the front of the store. But, you know, I don't know what's going on. I'm just watching. And then a guy comes out of the front of the store almost right afterwards, and I think he's the manager because he's an older gentleman, portly, wearing a nice dark suit.
Okay.
He comes out, and he's looking around. He sees her. And he starts walking towards that. He comes out the front. He makes a left turn towards her where she's at the corner of the building.
Where did the first guy go to that came out?
Just he was standing by the gas station after he passed her. He didn't talk to her.
He came out of the Kenny Shoe Store?
He was coming from the front of it. I don't know if he came out of it.
Okay.
He was just in front. She saw him immediately.
It was a white male.
I saw her tense up like something's going on and she wanted to see who he was.
A white male in a white T-shirt.
Yeah.
And next we have an older guy with his
suit. In a dark suit. He looks like the manager because he comes out the door looking like he's looking for somebody. He sees her. Kind of like, oh, okay, and then he starts walking over to her. And just as he's clearing the front of the door, the whole front of the store is glass. I noticed several guys bent over like they're beating somebody.
Okay.
I don't know, it looked like somebody or victim was on the floor and several guys were just punching the heck out of this guy.
More than one guy punching?
It looked like two or three from what I could see.
Are you still sitting at the stoplight?
Mm-hmm. It's all happened within 30 seconds.
Okay, but you're at the stoplight.
And I'm looking... My car is facing, I don't know exactly which direction, towards Ponderosa.
Number one lane. Are you facing up towards
Ponderosa?
Yeah, towards Ponderosa, but are you heading towards the freeway or away from the freeway?
Towards the freeway. And I'm looking left as this is happening.
Okay, I see.
I had a clear view because I was right in front of the store.
Okay.
There was traffic coming the other way, but it wasn't impairing my vision or anything like that.
Okay.
After he cleared the window and I saw these people beating on him, just by the time he got to her, now this part, it looked like three or four guys, all dressed up as gang members or something. They had the jackets and the baseball caps, and I don't know if they were white, Mexican, black, or anything, but they just appeared to be, you know, gang members, gangbangers or something. But they all came out together. It looked like three or four of them, and they were all looking around. She stepped away from the guy in the suit. They started running towards the corner that if you run around the building, it would be the 31 Flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And she yelled, freeze.
Okay.
And everybody could hear that. I heard it from my car. She yelled, freeze.
Your window was down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I could see them stop and hesitate. And they all turned around and looked at her.
How many of them?
Three, I think. It could have been four, but because they were all running in a group. They had come out, looked around real quick, started running. She stepped aside, aimed the shotgun at them, and yelled, freeze.
And when they stopped and hesitated, where were they at that time?
About midway between the front door and the corner of the building.
The corner being the far corner from her?
Right. The opposite side of
the corner
building.
Where you would turn and go to the 31 floor.
Right. They were running away from her at the first part. But as soon as she yelled freeze, they all hesitated, turned, and looked right at her. So there's no doubt in my mind that they knew who they were dealing with. And at that point, it looked like several of them just kind of like shined it on and kept going. Instantly, I heard the gunshot and saw out of my peripheral vision. I heard the shot and saw someone drop. Now that time the light's green and shots have been fired, so I'm moving along and I see her back up, like right there. So I know she's going to be okay. And then another unit's coming, so she had two units back up almost immediately. And I didn't think about going back to the scene or anything because I knew there was going to be a lot of people and supervisors. So I just came straight here and talked to Lieutenant Montijo to find out what I should do because I know I saw it.
Okay. When you saw her, did you actually see her shoot?
As far as pulling the trigger or motion, no. I was looking at her when the shot was fired.
Okay, you heard
absolutely.
You were looking at her when the shot was fired.
And as soon as the shot was fired, I saw one of the suspects drop. I can't say whether it was the middle one, an edge one. It's just I saw a body.
And what position were these people, or was that person that got shot?
In a group.
He was in a group.
Yeah.
Could you tell if he was facing her, or his back was to her, or?
No, I have no idea what she was seeing, because I was looking at him sideways, and they were running away from me also, towards that direction, and I was basically watching her.
Okay.
And as soon as I heard, like I said, peripheral vision, so I just saw the group of people, and I got what I thought was a person dropping, at least one person.
When that person dropped, could you tell if he dropped with as he was facing her, or that he was his back to her, or?
I don't even know which position he landed on the ground.
Okay. You just saw him drop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you saw these individuals come out of the store, did you see them carrying anything, or anything in their hands, anything in their arms?
It appeared to me that the first two were wearing thick black jackets or something. They were wearing thick clothing, and they came out and they were definitely looking around, like they, because they were definitely the ones that I saw beating somebody in there.
The first two came out.
Just a bunch of fists going up and down, and these guys came all running out, and they were looking around, and they started running.
These were the guys with the black jacket.
Right.
And you think these were the guys, these were definitely the guys
that were
hitting
somebody
on the
floor.
I
have no idea who was on the floor. I don't know if it was...
How about the next two that come out the door? What are they wearing?
I didn't get a good look at that. They were just with the group.
They were behind them.
But
the first two came out wearing black jackets.
I'd say the first one was definitely.
One of the first two was wearing a black jacket. Unknown for sure what the second one was wearing.
And I don't know why, but I just got the impression that...
You see any of them wearing a hat?
Yeah, the first guy, a black baseball cap.
Is that the one with the black jacket?
Mm-hmm.
So the black jacket and a black baseball cap.
Yeah.
Okay, the second guy, you don't know what he's wearing.
Not a lot of
and
detail.
The third and fourth.
They were all dressed, I don't know how to put it, basically like they all like to dress together. They were all wearing very similar clothing. I can't say that they all had jackets, but they were all wearing, the first few were wearing darker clothing.
They all come out and look around,
mm-hmm.
and then they turn and start running.
They made a right-hand turn and started running.
Okay. Away from?
Away from
the deputy.
Right.
Okay. She yells, freeze.
Yeah.
They all stop.
Yeah,
they all turn around and face her.
Mm-hmm. I saw all the heads. I don't know if their bodies did. It was a real hesitation. They all stopped, and you see all the heads turned at the same time.
Yeah.
They all turned and looked at her. And just for a few seconds, there was a hesitation, and then it looked like the one on the end, towards me, the closest one, made the decision and then just kept running.
Okay.
And at that same time, I looked back at her, and then I heard the shot. And out of my peripheral vision, I saw one of them drop.
Okay.
And I don't know if the other two ran or the other three ran. I have no idea.
So when they came out of the store, getting back when they came out of the store, did you see anything in anyone's arms or hands?
No, not a thing. Like I said, they were all... One guy looked like he had his hand in his pocket. Kind of like he was coming out hunched over and looking
Which
around.
Which guy had his hand in his pocket?
The first one.
The guy with the dark jacket and the hat.
Mm-hmm.
You think he had a hand in his pocket?
It could have been. He might have been hanging on to his jacket or something. I couldn't see his hands when he came out.
Okay.
But I don't know if they were carrying anything or if they had anything.
At any time, did you see anything in anyone's hand?
No.
Or carrying anything?
No.
When they turned, when she told them to freeze and they momentarily turned their heads, did you see anything in their hands?
No, I was watching her.
Okay. When you saw her shoot and out of your peripheral vision, you saw an individual fall to the ground.
Uh-huh.
Did you see him with anything in his hands? Or?
No, I wasn't looking directly at him.
Okay.
As soon as I saw him drop, the light had turned green and I was... moving away from the
After
thing.
The light turned green, you just left and went back to work and then contacted Sergeant Montijo.
Right here.
And you say shortly after that, after she shot and this guy went down, some other deputies arrived on the scene to give her some
assistance. Within seconds. By the time I had cleared the intersection, I saw a unit coming from the freeway side towards the scene going code 3, and right after him was another unit.
And all this time, you were sitting at the stoplight at a red light. You saw all of this from the time you were at the red light.
Yeah, it all happened within, I'd say, about 30 seconds.
From the time you were stopped at the red light.
Yeah, because she had just She had just pulled in. She had just got out. The guys came out. There was no other units there. It's just like that. They came running out. She yelled freeze. The shot was fired and the body dropped. Real quick.
How about the other people? Any other people in the store? Did they come out?
Now, that's what I don't see. I didn't see anybody else in the store. There were people at the gas station. I don't know the cars or who they were, but there were a couple people out there, and that guy that had come out first, I think, was, like, standing back by the pumps or something. When the manager, or whoever he was, the guy that was dressed in a suit came out and was looking around like he was looking for the police, all of this was going on behind him, and he was just walking out of the store. And
what was going on? The fighting?
As soon as he cleared the doorway, I could see behind him and see that these guys were beating on somebody.
The guy with the black coat and the black hat, and the guy, the second guy that came out with him, those two guys were pounding on him.
They were pounding on somebody on the floor.
Pounding on somebody on the floor. You could see that as soon as the older guy clears the door
and
steps out.
It was going on behind him.
Okay. Did you see, was there anyone else out front of the business at that time? Anyone in the parking lot? Anyone else that may have seen this that you saw standing in the area?
I don't think there was anybody directly in front of the store.
Did you notice that there's any other store there besides Kenny Shoes?
You mean on the same building?
Yeah.
No, just Kenny Shoes.
Okay, at the far end of that, closest to the Union Station, there is another building there. There is another business there besides Kenny Shoes. And that building is a, what's the name of it? It's a basket. It's a basket. It's a
Baskin Robbins around back.
It's not a Baskin Robbins. It's a Foot Locker.
It's another shoe store.
Yeah, a Foot Locker where they sell sporting goods. Sporting good shoes. They sell jackets and shirts and stuff. Did you notice that, or you just kind of looked at it as all as being Kenny's?
I thought it was like all basically Kenny's, because it's all one building. And I've lived in Camarillo. I lived in Camarillo for 17 years. I know that that's where Kenny lives, and it was on that side that it happened.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm asking and getting to is you didn't see anybody standing inside a Foot Locker.
No, not at all.
In front of Foot Locker.
No, I didn't even know. Because basically, I don't know if I'm correct or not, but to me it seemed like the whole front was just basically a bank of windows.
And that's correct. It is a bank of windows, but there is a little section closest to 76 Union that is Foot Locker, and the rest of it is Kenny Shoes. And you didn't notice that, though, or you didn't know
no,
that.
Not at all.
Did you see anyone standing out in front of the end next to the 76 Union directly after the shot come out and outside?
After the shot, no. Like I said, right after the shot, I was
you were gone. You didn't see what she did right after the shot?
No, I have no idea what she did.
You didn't see
I don't
run
know
towards
if she
them or
run towards them, yell
go
again,
back
or
to
go
the
back.
Car
none of that. No, I left immediately after that because the traffic was moving and I had to go. I didn't want to be around.
Were there other cars behind you? And
the best I can remember is I think there was one behind me. There was nobody in the turn lane because there is a left turn inlet there, and there was nobody there. Make a turn over on the front.
You didn't
road.
Happen to notice the car that was behind you,
not
or the plate of that car, or anything like that.
No.
Plates of any other cars that were in the area.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking.
Oh, that's okay. I was wondering whether you did or not. If I didn't ask, you might not tell me. Okay.
There were a few people at 76 Station. That's all I know.
A few people. Because
I remember a few moved out of the way or were watching when she pulled in.
Okay. But some people.
And that's where I thought the action was.
Standing out into the parking area or out in
out,
the
there's, aisle. There's two islands at the 76 Station. There's one that's along Ponderosa and the other one's along Arneal. They were out on this one here. Back
the
here.
Arneal?
And when she came into the front of the station and pulled into the driveway here.
So they were in the Arneal one or the Ponderosa side?
The Ponderosa side.
Did they come around and stand around in front to see what
I don't know. I think they kind of moved forward to see what was going on because she slowed down on Arneal before she made her right into the alleyway. And she kind of drove. Her back tire caught the curb and lifted the unit up a little. She was driving slow on the street, and she drove real quickly into the alley between the two buildings. And there were people trying to, rubbernecking around the corner to see what was going on, but I don't know how many or who they were.
You said these four guys, three or four guys, come outside. You say they momentarily stopped when they first came out of the...
No, they were coming out slowly, looking around real quick, and then as soon as they cleared the doorway, they made a right and ran.
And ran.
Yeah, it was all a fluid motion. They came out slowly and took off.
And then about halfway between where the door they come out and the end of the building is when she yelled freeze, and they stopped, and then their heads turned.
Yeah, all of them.
All of them.
Yeah, I don't know how many there are, but I can tell you, just by the way I was looking and what I could see, all the heads turned.
They momentarily stopped, and then they all decided to take off again. And the one with the hat and the coat is the one that initially starts to take off, and then they just kind of follow.
I don't know if they all follow or not. I know that the guy in the end... I don't know why. I got the impression that he was just saying, she's not going to shoot or something, and he decided to keep going on. I don't know about the rest of the guys, but it looked like he was just going to continue on.
You couldn't tell that the rest of the guys ran also?
because he was kind of in front of them. And it was like I say, they were a real close group. They were all together.
If you know where the individual was at when he was shot?
I have no idea. I don't even know which one it was shot or where he was in the group. But I heard
that.
You saw
him. You saw him drop. Where was he? Where was he when he dropped?
The best I can think of is at the back of the group. He was the one closest to her. That's like, I don't know if
he was
in the middle or on the end.
Yeah. Okay. Where were the rest of them when he dropped?
Right there, right in front of him and on the side of him. It looked like he was
in
the middle.
You could see basically all of them.
Not clearly, but as a group, yeah.
Okay,
several guys standing close.
Did you?
I think basically just three.
Okay.
That'd be my, you know, there might have been four. But
could you see where the other ones went after that?
Not, I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know if they ran or if they stayed or if they froze or.
You look back to Linda and then the light turned green.
That's it. Actually, I didn't even look back. I heard the shot. Kind of saw the body. I saw somebody fall. Definitely saw somebody fall, and I was out of there. I didn't look back at her, and I didn't look at them very closely.
Did you see anyone else in the area? Cars, people, anyone else that might be able to help us that may have seen this, that you recognize,
that
you'd be able to lead us to?
Nothing that I can readily identify. Okay. Certainly nothing. Just people around. Because it was at a...
From the time Linda yelled freeze, from the time until you heard the shot, how many seconds do you think went by?
Two or three.
That's
a real quick decision. She yelled freeze, and they all had time to look at her, and it all happened real quick. I mean, 3 seconds in a situation like that can be a long time, so it's about 2 or 3.
Anything else you can add to this we haven't covered, you think?
No.
And you couldn't tell the nationality of any of these people? You didn't know they were white?
By the way they were dressed, I would, and this is just a guess, I would say they were Hispanic.
They were Hispanic.
And the only reason I could say that is because of the way they were dressed. And like I said, they looked like they were dressed like gang members. I mean, they could have been white or Japanese. But my impression, just from what I saw...
The physical size of these guys. Let's talk about the guy with the black coat and the black hat.
5'7", 5'8". He went from 165 to 180. He was kind of, like I say, he was kind of chunky, but he wasn't.
How about the next guy? Behind you? The guys after that?
Approximately same height, not as heavy, but that's about it. I can't tell hair color, because they may have been... The second guy may have been wearing a cap, or he may have had black hair. I can't get very descriptive.
Anything else we need to talk about? With the fit?
Okay. That's about it.